Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, getting you ready for the Spicin' Hour today. Before we get to today's show with Spencer and Tyson, I want to pass along word about a survey that's going on at podcastone.com. Of course, you know we'd love getting feedback from the listeners of Rob at the Podcast and from the Spicin' Hour, but Podcast One loves hearing from you guys as well. So don't miss your chance to take part in our very important listener survey at podcastone.com. Your responses will help us make the show and the network the very best that it can be. It'll take about 3 minutes of your time, and we greatly appreciate it. So you can tell us how you really feel about the show and answer some questions about yourself so that we can do better. Do it now. Take the survey at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com, and keep those tweets and comments coming. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, getting you ready for another Spicin' Hour. And now, here are the two guys who make up Spicin'. It's, of course, our good friend Tyson Apostle and
cha-cha,
the baddest reality TV villain of all time,
Spencer
Pratt.
Woo! Drop it.
Maybe I get paid, I'm a volunteer.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Spicin' Hour. How are you guys doing?
Oh, I'm doing awesome, dude.
I'm about 4 gallons of black coffee. Good. Ready to go.
You drank 4 gallons of black coffee today?
It feels like it. I feel like I'm levitating in my chair.
Wow. Oh, my God. All right. So much excitement going on in the world of Spicin'. Couldn't wait to jump on today.
Yeah, no, I was so excited, dude. I woke up like 2 hours before this started just to get ready.
Yeah. I slept with my microphone.
Oh, you did? Wow.
Yeah.
And then you just woke up and jumped onto the podcast?
I barely even slept. It was like, I just was waiting all night. Like tomorrow, I'm on a famous podcast. It's number 65 in the iTunes store.
Yeah, well, that's the big deal right now in terms of Spicin' Hour, because I mentioned on the show last week that we were submitted into the iTunes store. The show has now been approved by iTunes, and now it's just flying up the iTunes charts.
Just climbing like crazy. Somebody tweeted me that it was like it in the top 30s of the new and notable or something.
Yes, I believe it may have even passed Rob as a podcast, which is almost...
No.
It almost in the rankings has passed Rob Has a Podcast, which is almost unfathomable to think since it's on Rob Has a Podcast, but somehow the Spicin' Hour has overtaken even Rob Has a Podcast.
So now when you talk about Rob Has a Podcast, you have to say Rob Has a Podcast and its subsidiaries?
Yeah, this is almost like when a snake tries to eat its own tail. That's like what's happened right now.
We're the new Walking Dead spinoff in LA.
Yeah. Yes. Right now, the Spicin' Hour podcast is at the top of the new and noteworthy. I mean, it's because of all of the new subscribers and star ratings that we've gotten.
Yeah, it's great. I'm going to look it up right now just so I can look at
it. Yeah, like, whoa, hold on. Where is this podcast section?
It's on iTunes.
Yeah.
Wow, they don't just put it right on the top, though.
It's at the top of TV and
film. Why do they have all this music in front of us?
Yeah, there's a bunch of garbledygook and stuff in front.
Nobody listens to any of this.
Yeah. Well, it's actually in a couple different categories also. So it's now submitted under TV and film. That's number one. But you might even be able to find it in other categories. I believe I also submitted it as a comedy podcast. And I'll put that in quotes. And then also, I believe it's also a tech podcast.
Yeah, because we talk about everything, bro. If we hit everything, we can kind of put it everywhere, right?
I'm not kidding. They've made it too hard to find podcasts. I'm complaining. You have to go to the bottom left corner of the iTunes store and like look down in this, and it's the last, like it's down by iTunes U and audiobooks. This is ridiculous.
Well, somebody gave us a 1-star rating.
Yeah,
oh,
but
no.
That's a hater podcast. We have competitors that are coming on.
Who gave us what does the 1-star rating say?
It doesn't have a, do you have to write a thing with it? I think you can just put a 1-star. Do you always have to write something?
Oh, I guess somebody could have given us a 1-star rating and not said anything.
Wouldn't make sense to me, but.
Do you want to hear some of our ratings?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm clicking on Spicin' Hour. Also, I want to go with, I know we have sort of the Mishmash logo, but I was telling Tyson yesterday, I think we should go with a logo that's your faces, because people that are in the iTunes store, that those pictures are too tiny, that they're not going to know what that is. But I think it was a picture of Spicen and or Spencer and Tyson. Then people might click on it and say, "Oh, what are those guys doing?"
People can are we take on it just now, our most get more people to click on it?
Can we get our most ridiculous photos off of Google and just put those up there?
Well, tell me what you want me to use, and you guys each pick whatever picture. Or how about this? Why don't you guys each pick the picture of the other person?
Okay.
So Spencer, why don't you pick the picture of Tyson, and Tyson, why don't you pick the picture of Spencer?
I already got Tyson's.
But it needs to be a recognizable photo. Like, it needs to be like, you know, it can't be like.
So I need to Google one of Spencer and then send it to you.
Yeah. And I'll put them together.
Okay. All right.
And we have the famous designer from Thirst coming up with our real, you know, brand for our hooded sweatshirts and our coffee mugs. You know, we're going to have a ridiculous, like, you know.
So many hooded sweatshirts.
Yeah. Like, I'm only wearing black hooded Spice and hoodies.
Yeah.
From now on.
So, in terms of the ratings, and of course, the ratings and the subscriptions is what makes us go up in the iTunes charts. There are 38 five-star ratings. There's 1 3-star rating and 1 1-star rating.
Who gave us that 1-star
rating?
Well,
that's just like a counterculture listener. They just, you know, they're kind of like, they're like, they love it, but they're like, I can't even believe I'm doing this. So 1-star is like 5 for that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they took the time to even do it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I can't even believe I'm really even
I can't believe I this. Brought myself to do that, but I did.
Yes.
And, you know, some people don't know that you can do 5 stars. Maybe it was their first time even giving somebody a rating.
Okay. Well,
where is this? I can't find it.
Where? You can't find the rating? Or can't find it in the iTunes store?
Yeah.
You type the Spicen Hour in the search bar.
No, I want to see where it is in New and Noteworthy.
Oh. All right. So here's what we need to do. I'm going to make up a link so that people can go to it right away. Now, we have spicen.com. Should that go to the iTunes? Do you want that to go to the iTunes store, or do you want that to go to the page on the website?
Which is going to get us more traffic in the end?
Well, it just depends. If you wanted to just tell people to go to spicen.com, then it would point to iTunes. But if you were somebody who, like, you couldn't, like, read the comments or stuff like that, and that's if you don't have a iOS device, that's not going to help you that much.
Right.
What about for our Spicen merchandising that we're going to sell on spicen.com as soon as we get this famous logo?
Yeah. What about that? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. So maybe because Android users will want to listen to us too.
Yes. Okay. So the link to the iTunes store, what do you want it to be? This robasawebsite.com/spicenpodcast.
This is a major. I need to have a sit down with my team. We
need to figure out while we're on the air, because then people are going to be listening to it and then want to go to it.
Why are rushing into these major decisions?
Yes.
Well, so spicen.com takes you to
the category of all the Spicen podcasts on Rob's website.
Right. And then also there's a link for iTunes, and also there's a link for Stitcher and all the radio places that you can listen to it.
Sure.
And then like anytime you click on it, it accidentally gives 5-star rating to the Spicen.
No, outfit. Not yet. Yeah, the people have to do it themselves.
Oh. So
that's a
good one. I don't know. This is all way too over my head.
Yeah. Rob, you know what to do.
Okay. Go to Rob's website.
The most rich and famous off the podcast. Hello. Okay.
All right. How about this? Go to robaswebsite.com/spicenitunes.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. And we'll set up that link. And then robaswebsite.com/spicenitunes. And then that'll take you directly to the iTunes store. You could leave us ratings. You can give us subscriptions. And let's see how high Spicen can rank in the iTunes store. And see how many people will be mad that Spicen is in the front of the iTunes store.
What's our .com?
Spicen.com.
Yeah, Spicen.com.
Whoa, how did we pull that off?
One of our listeners got it for us. Yeah.
Whoa.
And gave it to us. They gifted it to us.
It was gifted.
That just made me that listener should get a name shout out.
Okay. Do you want to thank them?
Well, do we know their name?
I do. It's Don Robson.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Don. And thank you for pointing it to the right page and not to lemonparty.com. Much appreciated.
Thank you. We owe you big time. Rob owes you big time.
Okay. All right. So there's a lot of also going on in the world of Spicin, where for Tyson and I, it was rather crazy for us to see our worlds were colliding this week.
Crazy, right?
Yes, because Yahoo.com looked to name the biggest reality TV villain of all time. And so it started innocently enough when they announced that they're, you know, it's the 15-year anniversary of Survivor. And so they had all these different things of who's the biggest reality TV hero and who's the biggest reality TV this and that. And so they had who is the greatest reality TV personality of all time in terms of villains. And then there were five villains that they asked people to vote for from all of the readers of Yahoo.com. And so they asked them to vote on Omarosa.
Yep.
Dr. Will Kirby.
Juan Pablo. Russell Hance. And Spencer Pratt.
Yes. And
it was crazy. And so it goes through and it describes like all the evil things these guys did on TV. And in Russell's, it mentions me when we collided in Heroes versus Villains.
Yes.
And then Russell, I noticed this because Russell started tweeting a bunch of stuff about it. And it was like, I didn't follow him. So I feel like he was like doing paid Twitter advertisements to get the word out so he could win this poll. So then I called Spencer and was like, Spencer, we got to win this poll. And Spencer goes and looks at it and he just starts laughing hysterically. And he's like, there's only like 800 people voting. This poll doesn't mean shit.
Right.
And then we pushed and prodded and our PR campaign manager, Sam, started getting on the scene. And at a certain point, Russell was leading. And then Spencer would come back, and then Russell would come back, and Sam kept getting people to vote somehow or another. I don't know what he was doing, but we're now doubling Russell Hance. Spencer Pratt.
You skip one part of the story. I didn't even know who this Russell was.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I was
you
like,
kept calling, what did you keep calling him to me? You kept calling him the wrong
Richard,
name.
Richard.
You kept telling me he was Richard. You were like, who's this Richard Joker?
People are tweeting me that this Richard guy that's in this poll against me has beef with you. Is that true? And he's like, Richard? I'm like, yeah, Richard. And he's like, you mean Russell? I'm like, oh, Russell. Yeah. So once I knew he had beef with, you know, half of the Spice an Hour, I was just like, oh, whoa, it's on now.
It is on. Like,
so then I called my mom and told her to tell all her posse to just start clicking. And it was Sam and my mom and my Nana. He didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
But first off, if I don't know who you are, honestly, and I am a pop culture guru, you don't even deserve to be in the list. Like, even I knew who Omarosa was, but I never heard of Richard or whatever.
Yeah.
We've been to parties with Omarosa.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, yes. We all have.
We all have at the same party. Yes.
But things started to get a little testy between Spencer and Russell Hance on Twitter this week because Russell Hance was campaigning hard for this award. And he was talking a lot of smack about Spencer. On June 4th, he wrote, wasn't Spencer on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? I would have him crying like a little bitch if he played Survivor with me. Hashtag vote Russell.
That he goes to that little bitch line all the time, dude.
Yeah.
Once I saw that tweet, I was like, no wonder why this guy's never won $1 million.
Yeah. Because you can't call people little bitches and hope that they give you $1 million.
Yeah,
wasn't Spencer on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? I would have him cry like a little bitch.
Here's the
they
best.
Played Survivor with me.
Does he talk like that?
Yeah, he's from Louisiana.
My favorite is he tweets like, I bet your one luxury item would be like your hairbrush or something. And I wrote back, actually, it would be face wash. So what do you even know about?
Yeah.
So who would go to the jungle without face wash?
Then on June 4th, Russell tweeted, you can only hope to contain me, pulling away, hashtag vote Russell.
Yeah. So let's keep going.
That was on June 4th. And at that point, it was close. That it was 42% for Russell and 37% for Spencer. But that was only on June 4th. That was only like in the first day of voting. Then things really started to get crazy, because then things started to go in Spencer's favor a lot. Much like I think the casuals were even voting.
Yeah, that was, people started getting in on it. And I think part of it was how Russell also lost Survivor, is he just turned everyone off by going so aggro on it all.
Yeah. And then by June 5th, Russell said, new day, new vote. Don't forget to vote. I am down 9%.
And then he eventually was like, you're the better man. My mom says I'm not a villain. I'm a great guy. Everybody loves me.
Yeah, I'm a sweetheart. I always thought I was a sweetheart. Wait,
Spencer, now you're doing Russell voice also?
Yeah, we're all doing it. You actually nailed it, Spencer.
That was it. That's all I had in me.
You can't do it again?
No, I have a one time.
Oh yeah, and then he started saying that the game, that the poll was flawed.
The poll is flawed.
When did he say this?
He said it's flawed because you have more followers on Twitter. So then I came back at him and said, you always say everything is, oh, I said, you're going on about flawed again? Because that's what he used to always say about Survivor too, is the game was flawed. That's why
that's
he never
won. That's his go-to I lose card.
Yeah. And then I think Russell might have been partying a little hard after. He was all pumped up about the Triple Crown during the day. And then he was tweeting a lot of stuff, including then last night he asked the question, let's get over this question now and for all. Ladies, listen up. Does size matter? LOL. And then he had a real discussion on Twitter about that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He opened up Tim,
a Periscope. Oh, Tim, go ahead,
just
Spencer.
Said, Tim Lamb asked her.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He just said, I'm pretty sure that it was Russell Hantz that gave you guys the one star rating.
Oh, come on, Russell.
Yeah. What a hater.
Yeah, that Russell gave us a one star rating, dude.
Yeah.
We've had some really funny conversations with Russell over the last couple of days, though.
Yeah.
Like,
Can we discuss that he apologized to you, or is that like supposed to be a secret?
No, I guess we can. He messaged me and just like, hey, man, you know, I never had any personal stuff against you. Sorry about all the shit with the game and everything. I was like, I don't care. It's a game, bro. And he's like, I knew you got me. If we ever play together, we're in an alliance. So I was like,
whoa. So look what I just built through a Yahoo poll.
Yeah.
I built
the deadly Russell and alliance. I are in an alliance.
Hold on. Can we hit the pee break music? It's about that time.
All right. So hold on.
Oh, that's a lot of coffee.
Yeah. Well, he did say he drank 4 gallons of coffee. All right. So Spencer is going to pee. This pee break is sponsored by our friends, Tim Allin and Ryan Elder, who've teamed together to put this.
Let's hear it.
But my bladder is telling me yes.
Ow, I'll be back.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little pee break. Spicing brought the show to a halt.
I'll be right back. I gotta go pee.
Yeah. So the other thing too is that So Russell messaged me after we were crushing him in the polls, and he was just like, hey, you know, no, nothing personal in the game and stuff. We might end up playing together again one day. And I was like, yeah, it's all good. Like, honestly, when I played against him in Heroes Villains, I never like had any personal beef with him at all. It was all just gameplay. So he was just reiterating that point. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. I don't know. Whatever, man.
Did you check out his Periscope last night?
No, but I did. Somebody told me that on Periscope, he said he was never doing Rob Has a Podcast again because he has his own Periscope now.
Okay.
So is that kind of a weight off your shoulders, or what's going on there?
I think we'll get by. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
No, nobody ever has to do the podcast anymore. Everybody can just do their own Periscope. It's fine.
Yeah. Everybody can, you can retire. Just make sure people still send you money somehow.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
fine. And then I'm trying to find that whole conversation where you tell me that I'm not in the contest. Because some guy's like, oh, I'm not voting any rich kid spoiled brat.
Yeah, somebody was like, I'm sorry, but I can't vote for some rich nobody. And I said, who in this contest is rich? But I wasn't, and they said, well, Dr. Will has money. Oh, I wasn't talking about Dr. Will.
Yeah, so you were like, who in this contest is rich?
I think,
in this list. Yeah. And then he said, Spencer or his family or somebody.
Yeah.
And then I got on and wrote, I'm rich too. And then you were like, yeah, but you're not in the poll, Tyson.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people got on and were like, this is my favorite Twitter thread ever.
Yeah. Don't be calling my friend Spencer some rich nobody.
Yeah.
Because that's not true.
Just keep it to nobody and let's just keep it peaceful.
Yeah.
All right. So now when does this Yahoo TV vote for the villain end?
I think Yahoo already forgot about it. I think they just put him up and just let him run continuously until they get buried in the archives.
All I know is I'm definitely hitting them up for my trophy the second it closes, and it better be bigger than my Hall of Fame trophy.
What were the other categories? Did we see any of the other winners? Like, who were the reality TV heroes?
I didn't look at any of those because my friends were only in the other ones.
We must have not have known anybody that was nominated for the other
one. Yeah, I didn't know anybody. I don't associate with anybody that was in the others.
Although I think they did have Spencer as the thumbnail. Some people said that that was one of the reasons why it was flawed.
Yeah, but Spencer was also on the very bottom of, like, when you open the opening page, it's only Russell and Juan Pablo on the front page.
Not to mention, Yahoo TV did a bunch of tweets where the photo was Russell, and even my Twitter team was like, yo, this is rigged. They're trying to, you know, skew it for Russell.
Was that what it was? Did it work? Is that why at first then Russell was winning?
That's why he had a chance for a second. Why Yahoo's like, vote for this guy because we used his photo in the picture.
That's why I think Russell's so close to Spencer right now, because Spencer has 47% of the votes. Russell has 24% of the votes. He shouldn't even be that close.
Yeah.
And then Omarosa is coming back and she is about to pass Russell in percentages. She's at 21% of the votes. She only needs a couple more percents and Russell's out in third, dude.
Do you want to hear the nominees for Hero?
Do I?
Not really.
Okay.
The nominees for Hero, they go with Captain Phil Harris.
I don't know that guy.
Spencer, who's Captain Phil Harris?
Is he on one of the deep sea fishing shows?
Yeah, it's got to be like a...
The Greatest Catch or whatever?
Deadliest Catch.
Tim Gunn.
Who's that, Spencer?
Project Runway.
He's a stylist.
Bear Grylls.
Tim Gunn a stylist? Ready? Yep.
Bear Grylls. Yeah.
He's a survival guy with an accent. Yeah,
a fake survival guy. Haven't you seen all his myth busting YouTube videos?
Whatever. He's still SAS. He could do it if it wasn't a show.
Joe Frost.
Don't know who
Joe
Frost is.
Super Nanny.
Okay. Caesar the dog tamer.
Yeah. No. And DM Brown, who was from the Real World.
With all due respect to DM, that's. Just, you know, that seems like they are like a
post-mortem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll vote for her anyway. And number one.
That one's rigged because if you don't vote for like the sad story with the girl died from cancer, you're a jerk.
No, Captain Phil Harris in a runaway. 73% for Captain Phil Harris.
Wow. Shows you the deep sea fishing audience.
We thought that Spencer versus Russell was a runaway. And this is a real runaway.
Yeah. I still think Spencer should be winning by more, but whatever. A win is a win, right?
A win's a win.
I stopped asking people to help, so people know I don't care. Once I realized the guy never won the million, I was like, he should probably win this.
Yeah.
Because we're winning almost a million a week on the hills.
I was spending a million a week.
Now, one of the last times that Russell came in second for something, Spencer, he told the girl that he lost to that he would pay her $10,000 for the title of sole survivor. Is there a monetary figure? Would you sell Russell Hantz the greatest reality TV personalities of all time villains trophy?
Wait, before you answer, we have to split this three ways.
No, I want that trophy, and I want it to be a big trophy. So, nope.
Lose. $10,000. You would not get. You would not assign Russell the greatest reality TV villain of all time.
Nope.
Not for the trophy.
I put in a lot of work to get.
Yahoo is title. Giving a trophy. I heard.
There. So really, I want a trophy and a trip to Bahamas. You know, I'm asking for.
Spencer, we talk about on this podcast how you're always disrespected and nobody really, you know, treats you with the regard that maybe you deserve. But in the last couple of weeks, you've gotten a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Reality TV Awards. You've now been awarded the title of greatest reality TV villain of all time. Is this like a thing where people, we've gotten like enough space away from the hills where now people are starting to recognize some of what you've done?
No, it's the podcast. The Spicing Hour has just reinvented my whole career. You know, I'm getting all these offers to do things.
Yeah. So this is like, who's like a person that was like washed up and then they came
back? I'm like the Iron Man.
Iron Man. You're like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or this Mike Tyson.
A second act for Spencer Pratt.
Get ready.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you.
What a second.
Is this podcast going to eventually lead us to hosting a Tonight Show style talk show?
All three of us?
All three of us together. Because you know how Conan has two guys. We can have three.
Yeah.
As long as we can all do it from our own houses. Because I was just saying to Heidi today, I don't think I could do this job if it wasn't in my house.
Mm-hmm.
What if we had the studio built at your house?
That would work. I'm available.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Let's get that Home Depot guy that Rob was talking to earlier to come over and start building.
Oh yeah.
What if he just walks in with like a whole pile of dead golfers and was like, got him.
Yeah. No, well, just to set this up for the people that are on the podcast and not on Periscope, I was talking about how before we came on, we have a big problem in my backyard. There's like gophers or moles. Nicole has done some research. She says it's moles, not gophers, but she's like crying that they keep digging up holes in the backyard and that we need to do something. So my landlord they brought in a guy from the Home Depot to come in and he's outside working on stuff. But then he's making up more work for me. Like he came here to do work, but like he's like my boss now and he's like telling me we need different stuff.
Well, he's a representative of Home Depot?
No, he was found at the Home Depot.
You went to the Home Depot and found this guy and was like, come home with me.
No, somebody else went to the Home Depot and found that guy.
Like a guy that sits out on the corner and waits for a job offer?
Right.
Okay.
He's that makes here. Sense now. He's here and now he's my boss and he tells me stuff to do for the whole day.
But you still have to pay him.
Well, the landlord is going to pay him.
Okay. Well, and who's reimbursing you?
Time is money. He's messing up the Game of Thrones schedule. How are you going to drive him and do 15 more podcasts today?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah. That's a good question. Yeah. But look, as long as at the end of the day, my wife is happy and there's no more gophers, then everything will be good.
I thought Nicole was never happy.
That's what the rumor is.
Oh, that's just a rumor?
I told you that in confidence, Tyson.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. She's happy.
She's also,
happy
yes.
Every time I see her.
Yes, yes. She's also going to make an alliance with you for the next Survivor.
Oh, good, dude. I need to start building these alliances up, man.
Yes.
You got Richard.
Yes.
Yep, I got Richard. I got Nicole. Who else?
Spencer.
You got Rob, right?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. So, Tyson, I heard that you went to a play this week. Is that true that you're bougie now and you go see plays and not just movies?
That's what rich people do, bro. And if I'm going to prove to people that I'm rich, I got to do shit like that. It was actually amateur theater.
Amateur theater?
Yeah, it's the best because the good thing about amateur theater is watching people really put it all out there. You know, what? You don't get to see that in movies and stuff because everybody's a little more professional. So you get to see, we watched West Side Story. My friend did all the choreography for it. So we went in solidarity of her. And it was fine. Like it's pretty good to, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could be in an amateur theater production.
Hmm. So
I would like to.
So your friend was doing a show, and so you went to go support your friend?
Yes.
Did they sell popcorn?
Yes.
All right. Then it was worth going.
Yeah. Did you see my burrito that I got, dude?
Yeah. Heidi was like, is that Chipotle? And I was like, no, it was.
It's Chipotle. But here's the secret at Chipotle. You only tell them one ingredient at a time because they think that's the final ingredient and they load it up. So you're like, oh, I only want rice and beans. And they jam it. And you're like, oh, and I want the meat. And they're like, okay, what else? And you're like, oh, just that. And they're like, okay. And they're like, oh, wait. I want the corn on there too. And they're like, oh, anything else? No, that's all. And so they couldn't even, it was like a taco.
Why don't you Snapchat how to do that? That could go viral.
Viral.
Okay. I'll Snapchat it next time. But at the end, it was just like a gigantic taco in a huge tortilla because they couldn't get it all the way burrito closed.
Wow.
And then what's your new Snapchat thing where you take a lot of photos and you keep just the same stare?
Yeah, isn't that annoying?
It's kind of over my head.
So what I've been doing on Snapchat is taking the same exact photo and then posting it for the longest amount of time you can, which is 10 seconds, and doing like 10 of those in a row. Just because people will click, you know how they click through your shit real fast. So it's funny because I'm picturing them clicking through being like, get to something new. And it's the same thing. They'll be like, oh, I bet there's something cool after this. Nope, same thing. Oh, I bet there's something cool after this. Nope, same thing. All the way through over and over. Do you see where my mindset is at now, Spencer?
Oh, yeah. Now it's brilliant.
It's pretty brilliant, right? And then
I was that person looking for something. I was like, I've seen this photo 35 times. Yeah,
exactly. I got you too.
You got me. I was like, I give up.
And then the other thing that I thought would be funny is that the very last one should be one of those video scares. So you click through and then just be like, kabam, gotcha.
That's what I was always waiting for was the scare. And I kept on trying to check the volume. If you were making like a creepy noise.
I'm going to do it this time. So
I found what those things that Justin Bieber jives around on. They're called the IO Hawk. They're $1,800.
IO Hawk.
Get those for the podcast.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. Should we put them in a wish list on Amazon and have somebody buy
Let's
them for us?
Definitely make one of those wish lists. We didn't know what those wish lists were, but in England when we did Celebrity Big Brother, these girls have these wish lists where, you know, guys that like their naked photos in page 3 or whatever buy them ridiculous things on these wish lists.
But there's a big difference there.
Why? What's different than us?
Those guys want to get laid.
Well, so?
So? That's why they're buying them stuff.
Let's definitely make a wish list. I don't know what Rob's talking about.
You don't think anybody wants to lay us?
I
know for myself, Tyson, that the answer is probably different than maybe you guys.
Well, whatever.
Getting a wish list.
Yeah, let's get on Amazon and make a wish list and put 3 of those things in there, one for each of us.
IO Hawk. Lita, where you at? Okay. Hook it up.
Well, So we're gonna make an Amazon wish list, and then and each of us are gonna put one thing on there.
No, we're gonna fill it with things. See if we ever get any of them. They don't all have to be $1,800 items. We could ask for like toilet paper and other things.
Big League Chew.
Big League Chew. They even have that on Amazon.
Yeah, dude. I put it in my wish list before for my birthday, and then I got too scared to tweet it out to all my fans.
Yeah,
but I have a birthday coming up next week, dude.
Oh my god.
I can't believe these guys pulled a real Shawshank and broke out of like prison.
That was crazy, right? In New York.
And then they left a post-it note that had a message next to the hole. Have a nice day. Oh my. These guys better run really fast.
All right. Hold on. Before we get to talking about news stuff, Spencer, did you recover from the street fight that you were in?
Thankfully, because I learned to keep my mouth shut. But so I always watch all the fight videos on World Star Hip Hop. And if you haven't watched World Star Hip Hop, to our listeners who for some reason don't go to World Star Hip Hop every day, there's always like people that film fights, street fights, and then they yell World Star Hip Hop, and then they get it on World Star. And it's like, so I always watch these fights. I'm like, man, how are these people, you know, filming this? This is crazy. And the other day we're driving through Malibu, Heidi and I, we have our, you know, the four dogs in the car because we want to take them for a drive. So it's already ridiculous. And I see these, you know, people having a clear road rage right in front of like where all the famous people go in Malibu, called Cross Creek. And they have the vibe.
Is it by Ralph's?
Is it by, yeah, the one over there where the yogurt is and the Becker Surf Shop. So right there on PCH in front, I see these two people having a clear. One guy gets out of the car and points to the right and he's all psycho. And they just had energy of paparazzi type people. With all due respect to paparazzi, because I love them, but that intensity that, you know, when you haven't sold a photo in a while type vibe. So I didn't know they were paparazzi, but I assumed they were. And I'm like, Heidi, let's follow them. I bet a fight's going to go down, you know, and I'm thinking I'm going to get my first world star hip hop video. But these people floored it down this like side street, and we have the four dogs in the car. And obviously I can't go over the speed limit regardless, but with the four dogs. So by the time I get to the fight, you know, it's already cracked off and I'm videoing it and I say, world star hip hop. And I'm all excited and you know, I'm deep in, you know, my footage, and all of a sudden to my left, I have my window down as I'm videoing this, you know, very scary big guy was like, hey, you rat, stop filming, you rat. And I'm and like, he threw me off first off because I was like, that guy could definitely beat me up and he could punch me through the window. And, you know, then
like a Mr. Miyagi punch through the glass.
Yeah. Like, well, the window was down, so I couldn't get it up in time and for him to punch through the glass. So I dropped the camera, you know, I was like, oh, don't hurt me. But then I thought about it. I was like, this is so lame that these people are fighting in the middle of a street. They're paparazzi, which film people all the time, so they should expect it. And they're fighting in the middle of the street. So it's not like I'm secretly at a hangout and they're having a secret fight and I'm filming. So why am I a rat to film a public street fight? And it made me feel very emotional. Like, am I a rat? Like, should I feel shady about filming a street fight literally in the middle of the street? Like, so.
Hold on. Tyson, do you know what world star hip hop fights are?
Yeah, it's just these street fights. You see them once in a while. They come up in feeds.
See, I've never seen this before, so I never even heard of this. So I'm on worldstarhiphop.com. And what do you look for? You just
so they'll do every like month or every other like.
So can I just play one of these?
Yeah, like go to the one that says
this is number 48. This is wifey gets jumped, knocked out cold.
Need some manners.
Oh, wait, this is a commercial.
Yeah. So you don't want to play somebody else's commercial.
So you watch a commercial, and then after the commercial, then people are fighting?
Like right now on the main page, June 6th, damn, one-on-one, fight leads to dislocated elbow. So you click and you watch, and, you know, usually my video, I'm, you know, far away zooming in. The goal of a proper world star hip hop fight video is you want to be like right in the action, like a UFC camera operator.
But are these just like fights that just like people that happen and then people are filming them with their phones and they send them to worldstarhiphop.com?
Yeah, yep. And then you can have a faint, like this new elbow video has 491,841. And if I had been able to get to my, and you usually put yourself, some people do, and I was planning on it, where you film yourself at the end and go, world star. So then you're, you know, taking credit. You got this great fight footage. So my whole plan was to then get out of the car, film this whole fight, and then, you know, get viral because I'd be on the end going, world star hip hop. But that guy yelling rat at me so crazy made me stop my whole plan. And I've been waiting, no joke, probably 5 years to get on World Star Hip Hop with a fight video and, you know, be part of the culture.
Okay. All right. Well, should we don't want any of our listeners to end up on World Star Hip Hop, right?
Yeah.
It's too dangerous.
But you can film it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's dangerous to film it is what I learned.
Yes. Yes. That's not our scene. Stay out of that.
I have the videos, so I could send them to you to post and you could see what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
So we should start our own world star hip
hop? No, I don't want to do that.
Me neither.
Most of the people that are fighting are choosing to fight each other.
Right, 90, so it's just like a professional fight. In a
95%
sense.
Of the people, these two people drove and went to fight, like the ones I watched. And so obviously the ones where people are getting jumped and stuff, those aren't fun to watch. But people that start and then say, ready, go. It's like, that's what they're choosing to do. I'm not, you know.
Does World Star Hip Hop have a podcast?
I doubt it, but They should.
Should we rename ours?
He's so rich. The guy that does his site. To get a video that's not, you know, if I hate video on WorldStar, you have to pay like 20, 30 grand just to get on this.
Wow.
Site.
And what's on their Instagram feed? People fighting?
No, like they post all sorts of videos. So the fights are just the, you know, probably one of the more popular things. But they have funny videos. Like the funniest videos are this Russian guy. What's that guy's name? Dmitry, maybe. I don't know. But he does all sorts of like pranks. Like it's not just pure fight. You know, once a week you maybe get a fight. Every other, you know. Yeah. But it's definitely, I check it as much as I check TMZ for content.
Okay. Speaking of TMZ, Spencer, did you want to have an official comment on the record now that we've seen Caitlyn Jenner? We recorded the podcast this past Sunday night. We had all just found out that Caitlyn Jenner was the name. Do you have anything now that you've known Bruce Jenner for a long time? Now that you've seen Caitlyn, did you want to give an official word on this?
Well, I have a funny story. I posted a photo of Caitlyn looking great in her Porsche from the Vanity Fair. And my dad liked the photo. And I called him. I was like, you check out Caitlyn Jenner? He's like, yeah, that's Brody's. What's Brody's girlfriend doing in that nice car? And I'm like, no, that's not Brody's girlfriend. And I'm like, that's Caitlyn, formerly Brody's dad. And my dad's like, huh? And my dad could not figure this out. And he's like, no, the girl in the car. I'm like, and so it was a funny moment where my dad was like, wait, was I checking out Caitlyn Jenner?
Yes.
And, you know, so I kind of set my dad up. Yeah. But I think Caitlyn looks great. I wish I had a better relationship with Caitlyn so I could get some of this fame juice off of Caitlyn, who's just buzzing.
Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner should start a podcast.
Like, I wish right now we could have Caitlyn calling in and be like, hey, Spencer.
Yeah,
you could have done that if you wouldn't have had so much beef with former Caitlyn Bruce.
Yeah, I think we had beef.
If you had beef with Bruce, do you have beef with Caitlyn? Do you get a clean slate?
100% clean slate. That's just like social media account names changed.
Well, that's what you should say.
Call Bruce and see if you can get Caitlyn's number.
If Bruce is over and now it's Caitlyn, like if you had like, it's almost like if a company, if you had like owed a debt to a company, and that company goes out of business, but then the people from that company start a new company, you don't still owe the money to the people at the new company.
No, we're totally, if I see Caitlyn, it's double date time.
Yeah. So you're good with Caitlyn, Jeff.
The only thing that's really sad for me is that Brody's like girlfriend of like a year and a half, 2 years. Her name is Caitlyn. So if he wanted to marry Caitlyn, he's going to be married to Caitlyn Jenner, which is his former dad's name. So that's kind of sad in the whole situation. I feel bad for the
Bruce
girlfriend.
Bruce Jenner picked the name that was the name of Brody's current girlfriend?
Current girlfriend of like 2 years that he lives with.
Well, that's kind of messed up.
That really could be Brody's wife.
And like is she with a K or with a C?
She does it with a K. So that's where he was like, oh, well, I did it with a C. Or Caitlyn with a C was like, oh,
that's
you're
weird.
With a K.
That's weird.
So that made me feel upset for Caitlyn because now if she were to marry Brody, she can't have Caitlyn Jenner
as Twitter. Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner Instagram, Caitlyn Jenner YouTube, Caitlyn Jenner Snapchat. There's so much Caitlyn Jenner that she can't have as marrying Brody now.
Okay. Oh, man. Wow. So do you think Brody's going to keep pursuing this relationship?
I don't know. Real talk. Like I was thinking, is Brody now going to think he can't marry Caitlyn because he can't be married to the same? So like, I'm not even trying to like stir it up. It's really been bothering me with the situation.
Okay. Do you guys want to hear some of our Spice and voicemail from this week?
Okay. Should we try calling Spencer Pratt again?
All right. Yeah. Let's just set this up. Okay. So of course, we're supposed to talk soon with Spencer Pratt. From Instagram, the real Spencer Pratt on Instagram.
On Instagram or on Snapchat?
On Snapchat, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So on Snapchat,
no, real impersonator Spencer Pratt. Until we know his name is actually Spencer Pratt, we're not even giving him, he's not the real, he could be poser Spencer Pratt.
Okay.
We need to see a photo of his birth certificate, his driver's license, his passport.
Everything. His social security number.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Rachel can get that for him.
Yeah, Rachel knows how to do that.
So, what do you want to do? You want me to try to call him?
Yeah, try calling him. So we're trying to get Spencer Pratt on Snapchat, the username for Spencer, so that he doesn't have to use Pratt Spencer anymore. And this guy's really cramping our style. Okay.
So let me see if I can do this here. So let me just try to add him and add this Spencer Pratt.
He didn't message me.
Yeah, he didn't. See, I don't have him accepted as a contact. I can just do it like this. Here we go. So this is the Skype sound.
Okay.
Maybe he's on. You should put on Snapchat. Hey, we're trying to call you. Yeah, it's just ringing. It's just saying connecting. But I don't think we're going to get him.
He doesn't seem very good with technology.
Yeah. That Spice and intern Lita had connected with him. She said he really wanted to come on the show. And then she was like, well, what does he do? I'm like, well, send him give my contact information. And then I emailed him. I said, hey, give me your number. But then I didn't hear back from him. Now, again, I was dealing with the Home Depot guy until right before this.
Yeah. So we didn't give
my
him
my boss
a huge
had a lot of work for me
still.
To do. Right.
Yeah. The boss that you hired?
The boss that somebody else hired.
Oh, the boss that somebody else hired started bossing you around.
Yeah.
I just messaged him.
Okay. See, it's just saying connecting and nothing's happening. So next week, if we can get the real impersonator of Spencer Pratt from Snapchat,
then we'll do it.
Then we'll do it. Okay. You guys want to hear some voicemail?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously.
All right. So you want to hear John from the deli?
Is he on again?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear
John from the deli. Here we go. Of course, we get our voicemails every week at robinswebsite.com/spicin voicemail. All right. Here is John from the deli.
Hey, Spicin. This is John from the deli. Let's say you had the chance to go back in time and relive any day in your life as often as you'd like. You can change what you did, or you could just go back to experience it again. The only catch would be that every time you went back, you would lose 3 months off the end of your life. So I was wondering which day you would go back and relive, and how many times would you go and do it? Thanks.
Man, these questions are getting a little too heavy for me.
A little heavy.
He lost me at like time machines. Like, dude, I don't know.
Okay.
Is he the one that Twittered me about would I rather fight 100 miniature horses?
People
or
want to hear these answers
chicken?
From you. Yeah.
I like that question.
That had me spinning for like 3 days. I was like, I don't know. Little horses. Somebody wrote, little horses would be so cute. And I was like, yeah. I know. And a giant chicken would be scary.
That would be scary.
So I don't have
is
the
there
answer
a day?
Now.
Is there a day you would relive?
The probably a podcast day.
Not the day you met Heidi?
I would relive that day doing a podcast.
By the way, did you guys catch Marriage Boot Camp this week?
Heidi and I did.
Oh, I boy.
Oh, by the way, we caught up. That Rise Up was probably the best.
I told you.
Ever. What was she asking everyone to rise up for?
Yeah, I don't know. Kendra's really great. She's really great TV. Episode 2 of Marriage Bootcamp, I thought, was just so-so. They started to really get into these exercises, and then they did a thing where, I thought this was kind of messed up. They did a thing where Jim and Elizabeth had it set up where your partner was like in the operating room. And like first they suckered them into like, tell us like all your partner's flaws and then write on them with tape and then say like the things that suck about them. And then they did a thing where it was like, then you have to pretend that the person is dead or it was like the same thing as the car accident, but this was that they were in a coma and you had to like tell like, oh, your partner's in a coma. Like it's like Tyson, Rachel's in a coma right now, but you can talk to her. She can still hear you.
Can she watch TV still, even though she's in?
No, it's like she can hear you, but she's gonna die soon. And it's like, what do you want your last words to say to her? And like, and then it's like, here, we want you to read what you didn't like about her. And then there were like people that were like, you know, I don't want to do this. Like my, and then there's like the situation's girlfriend was like, yeah, my brother just died. I don't want to play this pretend game with you guys. And they're like, yeah, but you have to.
It's how you get better, man.
Yeah.
I just want to know if they're going to, really address this elephant.
Oh, I think it's next week. I think that's next week's episode, the Hank Basket.
Yeah,
I think that's
next week. All I'm standing by for. Like, yo, what's the deal here?
There was also kind of a crazy thing that was going on between Aubrey O'Day and her boyfriend. I don't know what you want to call that guy. And that they got into like a big fight, and he was talking about how her assistant is in love with her and
was looking at her vagina. Yeah, like, and he caught her, and she's like, "I was sleeping."
Yeah,
I don't know what you're
apparently
talking
like
about.
Aubrey O'Day like gets like in a towel and then lets her assistant like massage her feet, and then she like passes out, and then her assistant is like looking up the towel.
Wait, is the assistant a guy or a girl?
It's a lady, and I think it's like an older lady too.
Well, what's interesting is I remember on Aubrey's reality show, I feel like she had a girlfriend, right, Heidi? Yeah, so that's, he's not too far-fetched. But what was even better than the Marriage Boot Camp episode is now they do a one-hour after show.
Commentary.
Where couples split up and talk about that watching the episode. And
right.
What was the weirdest part, and I...
Are they getting paid more to do that?
Probably.
I doubt it.
They got to get paid to go and do...
No, I'm sure it's...
I'm sure they get $500 at least to go and sit there. Yeah.
And the weirdest part is that Aubrey in this after show video has her arm completely wrapped inside of the situation, and they're sitting on this couch together like they're a couple, and it's like, wait, is this... Something's going to happen after the season. Are they now dating? Is this a talking tucked in, wrapped up.
So the show is on at 9, and then at 10, the show is on again with like DVD commentary.
Wow. Oh, so it's the same show. It's just commentary.
Yes. And it's like the situation, Aubrey O'Day and Tammy are there. And Aubrey O'Day, she always has a different color hair, but she like her hair is dyed like gray. Spencer, what's going on with that?
I'm just gonna tread delicately with Aubrey. She's kind of like a Natalie. Like I don't need
that drama.
We love Aubrey O'Day.
No, I know, but I don't. I'm not even a comment on her hair because that could be
We can comment on it.
Enough beef with Richard. Wait, Haintz.
I think her hair looks
Richard Haintz.
Yeah, I don't need with Aubrey and Richard.
I think her hair looks great on Marriage Boot Camp regular. I liked it when she was a redhead on Celebrity Apprentice. I just don't like this gray that she's doing on the commentary.
Well, maybe situation does, and that's clearly something.
All that matters.
Well, he's going to jail.
I don't know. I think with his cheeks, there's no judge that can put those cheeks in jail.
He's gotten very bloated, the situation.
I think that...
That is one bloated situation.
I have big cheeks, and even when I eat at the most, that kind of interests me. So I'm wondering if he's having an allergic reaction. That would be my first thought.
He looks like he's retaining a lot of water, the situation.
Yeah, like there's too much salt in his diet.
That's what happens when you take creatine.
Is that what happened?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think he's taking an industrial version of creatine.
Industrial creatine?
Yeah. I think it comes with a needle.
Okay. You want to hear a question from Ariel?
Well, don't we have another voicemail from the other deli?
No, there's no, I don't have anything from John from the other deli.
Yeah.
I think he was mad because I talked over his poem. It's like, dude, your poem was so long, with all due respect. Yeah. Can we get a haiku next time?
Yeah, 30 seconds. That's really, if you can't say it in 30 seconds, then write it out and cut something.
Especially in that voice you do. Come on, we're not listening to 45 seconds of robots.
All right, here's Ariel.
Hi, Rob, Spencer, and Tyson. This is a haiku, or a spaiku, if you will,
spy-ku.
For Spicen by R-E-L. The Spicen Hour. Sweet, salty, dark, nutty fun. Like a box of chocolates. Thank you.
Whoa, Ariel. That was artistic.
What
did
you think of
that?
I swear I didn't know you were about to bust a haiku.
A spy-ku.
Crazy. Sounds way better than the deli dude, with all due respect.
Okay.
Dude, do you know who the deli dude is? It's the Spicen fans at Twitter.
No, I know. But
is that John from the deli or John from the other deli?
John from the other deli.
Other deli. And then he was wondered why we didn't want to be talking about his Pentagon leak. It's like, dude, wrong podcast.
Now, I got 3 voicemails in a row that are all anonymous, but I haven't listened to them, and Spicen intern Lita hasn't told me what they are.
Okay, let's listen to all of them.
Okay, here's the first one.
Hey, Robin Spicen, this is Stone Cold Steve Austin, and I am not happy. I am sick and tired of tuning in and hearing you guys talk about the punch drunk thing. Whatever.
Okay.
Talk about the what thing?
It was from one of the Survivor podcasts. It was talking about when somebody called in and said,
whatever.
Okay.
So oh, yeah.
That was Stone Cold Steve Austin. All right. Do you want to hear it again? It might just be the same guy again.
We can hear the next one.
Okay. Hey, Spicin. This whole podcast love story started on Marriage Bootcamp with your actual love stories. Can you please each talk about how you met your wives? Spencer, did producers set you up with Heidi on the hills? Did you know her through Brody? And Tyson, where did you meet Rachel? Thanks. Love the podcast.
Yeah, Spencer, was that an arranged marriage of you and Heidi? Did that the producers of the Hills set that up?
Actually, Kristen Cavallari and Brody were dating at the time, and Kristen was friends with Heidi, and we're all at the club, and Kristen was like, "Meet Heidi." And next thing you know, Heidi and I were drinking like the good old days and dancing it up, and
one thing led to another.
We lived that day.
Yep. That day with the podcast.
Yes. And then, Tyson, how did you meet Rachel?
Through a mutual friend. Like, Rachel and I had crossed paths before when we were both dating someone else.
Whoa.
But it wasn't the same person. We weren't both dating the same person. That was a someone else. It was two different someone else's.
Boy, that would be a good movie. If there was like a guy or a girl who was bi, and then they were dating like a guy and a girl. And then when the guy and the girl met, they fell in love and both left that other guy or girl.
Yeah, he'd have double heartbreak.
Yeah, it would be so, like, hey, I was dating two people. Now you guys are together.
So anyways, and then we kind of came together on Facebook, even though we were both aware of each other in real life. And, you know, history was made.
Wow.
Yeah.
Spencer, in the movie, then the guy is trying to break up the couple that got together and just win one of them back, but he doesn't know which one. What do you think?
I think this already sounds like a straight to DVD.
Yeah, straight to DVD or straight to World Pro
World Star.
World Star.
Ah, World Star is legit.
Pop.com.
Yeah. I think it could be like the next You've Got Mail.
This is You've Got Male and Female.
And Female. All right,
pee break. I told you.
Again? Oh my God. All right. Here we go.
Pee break song.
Here we go. This is Spencer, pee break number two. Woo.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little pee break. Spicin' brought the show to a halt. Oh, with a little pee break.
Okay. Tyson, we're not going to wait. We're just going to go to the next voicemail.
No waiting.
Okay? No waiting. All right, here we go.
Hi, Spencer. Can you please give us a lowdown on your castmates from the Hill?
Ah!
How is Justin Bobby? What's he up to now? What about Audrina? Are you actually friends? How about Whitney? Do you still keep in contact with her? Please give us the details. Catch us up on the last 10 years.
Well, 10 years?
This was the worst.
10 years.
This was the worst time for that question.
Yeah, well, Spencer stays in touch with all of them. They all look up to him kind of as a father figure, and he gives them advice.
Okay. All right. And then I got one last voicemail.
Okay.
All right. Is Spencer close?
Who cares?
Okay. Here we go. This is from somebody who has been talking a lot of smack about us on Twitter.
Whoa.
Yeah. This is from a guy named Bane. You ready?
Oh, yeah. I've had my run-in with Bane.
Yeah. Should we even play his voicemail?
Yeah, we can always omit it if it's stupid.
Okay.
Spicin, this is Bane. I'm speaking on behalf of Cereal. And we heard your threats loud and clear last week on the Spicin Hour. You will not be able to bug us out, because we are the greatest podcast of all time. And because of this threat, we have taken John from the deli. And we plan on taking John from the other deli next week if you don't stop. Because we cannot be stopped. Bane out?
Okay. Okay. So Bane. Ah,
nightmares are coming.
So that didn't sound like Bane. I thought Bane sounded more like this.
I'm Bane. And so Bane from Batman is taking up for Serial, that he hates the Spicin' Hour, and he's taken John from the deli, and he's going to take John from the... So which John does he have? Does he have John from the deli or John from the...
He has John from the deli right now.
But then how come we got a voicemail from John from the deli, but we didn't get a voicemail from John from the other deli?
He must have called in right before he got taken.
Well, how does he know which is the right deli? Did he accidentally take John from the other deli thinking it was John from the deli?
Man, I can't keep these Johns from the delis straight.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. I'm not too worried about
it. No matter all the rocks that I got, I'm still John from the deli.
Yes.
Do you get that reference?
I did. Very, very good. Very good.
Thanks.
All right.
Spencer, there was a question for you while you were peeing.
What was it? I thought we were doing the pee break music.
Yeah, we did, but we had to keep going.
Did you poop?
No, I've been back this whole time. I didn't hear the question, though.
Oh, the question was just, do you stay in touch with...
Everybody from the hills.
With everybody from the hills, and who do you stay in touch with, and is that one guy really super hot, Justin Bobby?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all barbecue pretty much every weekend. It's just like a Hills reunion show every weekend. It's crazy.
Oh, that's great.
And whose house do you usually do this at?
At my parents' house.
Yeah.
which house of theirs?
The one that they don't sleep in.
So the beach house.
That's it.
Dude, that sounds off the chain.
We always make s'mores. Justin Bobby always gets his hair in his s'mores, though.
Is he as handsome as he looks on camera?
He's a more of a lighting type of person.
Okay. But if the lighting's just right, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Before we get into the news from this week, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the Spicin' Hour. And ooh, those are our friends over at Casper Mattress.
Casper.
Yes.
Oh, dude.
Yes. Now, of course, that Spencer has the Hills reunion all the time at the house that his parents don't sleep in. And the reason why they don't sleep in that house is because they don't have a Casper mattress there.
Correct.
Right?
I'm actually ordering one, so please email me our little, hookup number that you give everybody.
All right. Well, you'll get $50 off if you go to casper.com/Rob. Use Rob as the promo code there. You'll get $50 off a Casper mattress. I have a Casper mattress at my house. It's fantastic. I know a bunch of our listeners have gotten them. They really love them, too. It's two different types of foam. It's like Spicin'. They've taken Spencer and Tyson and taken premium latex foam and memory foam and put them all together to make one amazing mattress.
But aren't those the two best foams known to man?
Yes, yes.
In one mattress.
They've made it into one amazing mattress. And so it's obsessively engineered, and it's a shockingly fair price with just
designed
the right amount
by NASA.
Yes, just the right bounce. Two technologies coming together for better nights and brighter days. And they got a risk-free trial and return policy. Try sleeping on a Casper for 100 days with free delivery and painless returns. You're not going to get a better return deal than that.
100 days straight?
Yeah, they should let you do that.
I have to get up, dude. I'm going to get bed sores.
Yeah. They should let you do that in marriage. No, only in mattress. Whoa. Mattressmony.
Don't let Rachel hear that.
Yeah. Are you closing in on that 100 days since your wedding?
No.
I think that was February 8th.
Oh, you passed it. You got to keep her now.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's got to keep you.
I think that's the rules, right?
Yeah. Just like Tyson and Rachel, these mattresses are made in America. $500 for a twin size mattress, $950 for the king. Compare that to industry average and you'll see that is one outstanding price.
They're practically giving them away.
Does Casper have a Snapchat?
I'm not sure, but they should get on. They should hire you to make Snapchat videos for them. You can make
Rachel.
Snapchat commercials.
Rachel's the one.
Rachel.
Rachel's good at Snapchat.
All right. Well, I will put her in contact with the people at Casper if she wants.
Done.
But they've got a lot going on. I think that they probably, if not.
Do they do international shipping?
That we'd have to check on the website. But that being said, you can save $50 off at casper.com/Rob. Terms and conditions apply. And go there and check out all the pictures of the mattresses and everything at casper.com. All right. You guys ready to hear some news?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. It's time for the great Spicin' news song. Here we go.
It's crazy, but it happens. Spicin' will recap it. If you read it and you doubt it, they're gonna talk about it. Give me the Spicin' news.
All right, we're listening to the news on the number 31 rated podcast in TV and film on iTunes.
Woo!
31 so and proud. Climbing.
Yes, yes. All right, here we go. So according to Spice and intern Lita, she has put together a bunch of these news stories. She says two women were arrested for a brawl over tips in Times Square. One was dressed like Minnie Mouse and the other was dressed like Hello Kitty. Now, did this fight end up on worldstarhiphop.com?
I did not see it.
Were they encroaching on each other's turf and it was kind of like a turf war? Is that what's going on, I'm assuming?
Yeah, so in Times Square, I guess that...
I'm familiar how it works.
Yeah, there's characters that are not sanctioned by the city and are just regular people trying to make some money. So instantly,
make an honest living.
This isn't the first time that one of the characters got in legal trouble. According to the article, a man dressed as Spider-Man was arrested for punching a cop. So people, they just wear these costumes and then they get into big fights. So this was Minnie Mouse versus Hello Kitty this week.
Oh, man, I'd put my money... Minnie Mouse seems more like street tough, but I like Hello Kitty more.
Yeah, the characters?
I can't find them on World Star.
Yeah. Who do you got? Who you got, Spencer?
Hello Kitty.
Whoa.
I feel like Hello Kitty is more beloved.
Yeah. I really do think that Minnie Mouse is more streetwise and she's probably a dirty fighter.
Yeah.
So how about you, Rob? Who do you think? Where were you putting your money?
I see a picture of the woman who was Minnie Mouse, and she looks pretty tough. I don't see a picture of the person that was Hello Kitty.
Yeah. So I was right.
I think so. Okay. So they were fighting with each other and got into a big blowout. That's nobody wants to see that.
I would.
Have you seen these photos of these other people? I've seen women. I'm sure they're men that are women like in pretty much thongs with like nipple pasties, like, and then you pay to take a photo with them there?
In Times Square?
Uh-huh.
No, I haven't. And they're letting that go? That's allowed?
I guess they have all the legal, you know, cover up.
Yeah.
And I think it's legal, actually, to be topless in NYC as a woman.
Yeah.
Is that true?
For some reason, I read that somewhere.
Wow.
Huh.
Spencer.
Well, you got to get to NYC, man.
Spencer, did you go out and see the Entourage movie this weekend?
All I've been doing is laundry, feeding dogs, all the chores since Heidi only has one working arm. So no Entourage for me.
Yeah. Are you going to go see it?
I think I can wait for Apple TV for that movie with all due respect to that awesome cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. I think I would see San Andreas before so I could figure out what I need to get for my earthquake kit.
Yeah.
More importantly, are you psyched for Jurassic World this weekend?
We will definitely be seeing that at midnight, opening night before.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Entourage looks like, according to the box office numbers, looks like it's going to be about number 4 at the box office.
Well, the fact that Entourage is in the box office makes it number 1, really, because that's pretty wild.
Yeah. All right. So Entourage is a story about a bunch of guys hanging out, kind of like this podcast every week. So there's a man who had a career in the fashion industry that decided to leave New York behind and instead live in an elaborate treehouse, and he calls it Brotopia, which he built with a bro-nado of friends. So they've built a bowl for skateboarding, which they usually do when they're not fishing or getting high. The man says it's like a big boy's camp. What do you think of that idea? So there's an article in the New York Times about Brotopia.
I like the idea of all the tree houses, but, you know, I can only hang out with bros for so long before it's
before you need them hoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that's pretty cool if you're into living in trees with bros, but I don't know.
Not for me. I think if they had different activities besides just skateboarding, maybe I'd be more down, but I'm not very good at skateboarding and I don't like getting hurt.
Okay. So you're out on Brotopia?
I would like to visit, but just for a split second, you know, just to see what it's like, see if the bros there are actually cool. Because a lot of guys that are in New York City and then decide to be bros, you'd be surprised at how many of them are uncool.
Mm, okay. So we are out on Brotopia.
Yeah. How do you feel, Rob? Do you want to go to Brotopia?
I wouldn't want to go to a treehouse if there was anything in it. That I don't like. The last thing I want to do is go to a treehouse and hang out with all guys and go skateboarding. That would be like, if I go to hell, it's going to be like Brotopia.
Perdition.
Like a bunch of guys just like, hey, come on, let's go hang out outside and skateboard. And let's say, hey, we're throwing you the football next. Like, you better catch it.
I like the treehouse in Robin Hood. That's a cool treehouse world they had with Kevin Costner.
What about in Swiss Family Robinson?
Yeah, I like their cave. I always wondered why they didn't live in the cave more when they battle the pirates in the end.
Yeah.
Do you think Miley Cyrus wishes her name was still Destiny Cyrus?
That was her real name?
Yeah.
No, I had no idea.
So I'm wondering if with her new like full identity change, if she's now like, this is what Destiny should be.
So can she do like a total like a switch her name and get a new Twitter account and be Destiny
Cyrus?
Yeah,
she did that in 2008. She legally changed her name to Miley. She was Destiny Cyrus.
Wow.
I'm trying to research news and I'm reading all the celebrities' real names. I should have really come up with a new name before I tried to be famous.
I thought you were going to be Spencer Cool Guy.
Yeah, I should have followed through with it. And like,
dude, you know how much more famous Chad Ochocinco came when he changed his name? You could be like that.
No, I blew it. My timing's
Spencer
off.
Spencer Ochocinco.
No, I should have done it right cool out guy. Of college. I should have been like, okay, time to get a famous person name.
Yeah. Time to be like, an adult.
Like Marilyn Monroe, that's not even her name. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, and Marilyn Manson is also not his name.
Yeah. All right.
Like,
and
Vin Diesel's not his real name. Like, how am I going to sleep at night?
No, I'm pretty sure it is.
No, his name's Mark Sinclair.
Yeah.
No, I know Mark Sinclair. That's not Vin Diesel.
Okay.
Vin Diesel is not a real name, dude. Do you know how strong that sounds? That is made up.
Are you sure?
Vin Diesel?
This is a factual. This is moviepilot.com. This is like a site.
All right. We'll fact check that.
Well, they changed their names. Those were their birth names.
Oh, okay. All right. So are you ready for this story about J-Lo?
Yes.
So J-Lo's in trouble here. So apparently she was on Morocco television. And she was shaking her butt. And there's an educational group that's filing a lawsuit claiming that her behavior has disturbed public order and tarnished women's honor and respect. And if she loses the lawsuit, she could have to go to jail for 2 years in Morocco.
I don't know if that would really be a national tragedy. Plus, didn't American Idol get canceled? So she's got a lot of free time.
Yeah, well... She could go to
J-Lo is the busiest fly girl in the game, my friend.
Yeah.
She's the hardest working woman in showbiz.
She's top four.
Wow.
Yeah, who are the other three?
Shakira.
Joan Rivers.
Ellen.
Okay.
Wow. And so is J-Lo going to get in trouble? Spencer, you're our legal analyst on this show. Is she really going to go to jail?
No, just like Justin Bieber, I don't think they're going to be able to get a warrant, you know, that goes across, you know, international borders for booty shaking.
The charges aren't going to stick, is what you're saying.
They could stick, but if she goes there again, she could face, you know.
Oh, so she's just got to stay the hell out of Morocco.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to Morocco because.
Where's she going to get her essential oils then, though?
Is that where they're all from?
That's probably
Amazon.
Is that on her wish list? Is that how she got them?
I forgot. We need to get this wish list going, and we need a few more items.
So I feel like the wish list, I don't know how we could send it to different places. Like, I feel like that, like, you probably need to get like a storage locker and then have everything go there.
You don't have an address that you take your fan mail at?
I have a small PO box. I don't really get a lot of like a wish list worth of stuff.
Well, they can send it with the smaller PO box size.
When they buy on your wish list, I don't even know if they see your address. They just ship
right,
it.
Right, but it has to. We have to tell them the address to send it to. Are we going to send everything to Spencer's house?
Sure. It depends on how much.
I get enough fan mail as it is, guys. I don't know.
So we should send it to my PO box?
Exactly.
Okay.
Are you going to get that much stuff that is going to be that's going to fit in a PO box?
Well, if it doesn't fit, I think they just put
keep it in the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I go pick it up.
Have you guys been following this about the female Viagra?
I read a little blurb on it. How's it go again?
Yeah. Well, apparently there's like a bunch of side effects and they're having some problems. They're having some problems with the getting it approved from the FDA. But apparently they finally have gotten it to go through.
Perfected. What are some of the side effects?
Unpredictable fainting.
Yeah.
Accidental injury and low blood pressure.
Well, I think all of those are worth the risk.
Yeah.
Here's what I was speaking to all the warnings. When people watch commercials and it's like everyone's running with golden retrievers and their life's so great and they say the pill or the medicine and they're like, possible in side effects, explosive diarrhea, bleeding out your ears and your
lymphoma.
Nose, your mouth, like all this stuff. It's like, whoa, who then really goes and is like, I'm going to ask my doctor if it's okay with me. Like, I don't think people
care too much about the other stuff. If you have a problem and you know, you think that could fix it, I think you're going to take a shot.
Wow.
If you're risking lymphoma,
I need to get in the medicine business.
Yeah. Well, pharmaceutical is a big business.
Have you seen the movie with George Clooney?
Tomorrowland.
No. Michael Clayton.
Oh, an older one.
You guys haven't seen Michael Clayton?
No.
Whoa. He's like the cleanup man for big pharmaceutical. Gnarly, brah.
Okay. So female Viagra, thumbs up?
I guess if guys can have it, like I'm an equal opportunity type of guy.
And what would happen if a guy took female Viagra?
His nipples would get really hard.
Yeah.
Spencer, would you take a female Viagra for the sake of the podcast?
I'm down to do anything for the podcast.
So would you do a podcast with us on female Viagra?
Absolutely.
Okay. If that's legal, I'm not sure if that's against the law.
Yeah. And I won't break any laws, but anything legal, I'm
if that's legal.
Do.
If it gets us
in the top new and noteworthy, I'll chew on those things.
If you're going to do that,
I think you should put some tape over your nipples just in case they get really hard.
Or get some glass and just start cutting.
Mikey Dowd wants to know on Periscope, what if you pass out during the podcast?
Well,
that's true because that's one of the side effects.
Then we'd have an official stunt that could get us more listeners.
Are we open to female Viagra as a sponsor?
We'll take any sponsors because currently I have no income. So anybody wants to pay for this podcast.
All right.
That's why the wish list is so brilliant because people know we're not getting any money for the podcast. So they're going to feel bad.
Yeah,
and they're
going to
go
gift us stuff.
Can you put like, I want new phone chargers. Like,
yes.
We got to get, smaller items.
You can do a lot of different stuff on there.
Definitely maybe some office supplies.
All right. And I got one more story about, do you guys eat at Subway?
Not since the bread story.
The yoga mat bread.
They changed their bread, dude.
They're changing stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah, they stopped putting yoga mats in the bread.
Yes.
Now it's just jujitsu mats.
Now Vetus has to go someplace else to eat.
Yeah.
And so,
okay, so what's the Subway story? Because I eat there like once a week with my dad.
Okay, because they decided that they're going to do, they have the slogan, Eat Fresh. They're going to be removing artificial flavors, colors, and preservatives from its menu.
So won't that make their food less tasty?
Well, this is all going to happen by 2017. So and
Taco,
then that,
Taco Bell is doing that also, but they're not changing the Doritos Locos because I guess Doritos won't agree to that.
Yeah. No more are they going to use yellow number 5 on the peppers.
Really?
Yep.
On the banana peppers?
Yep.
So they're going to be more of a gray color.
Well, they're going to put something else on them. They're going to put turmeric on it.
Oh, turmeric.
Turmeric, the stuff that helps you with your diet?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
So, are you going to eat at Subway now, Spencer?
No, I get my subs at the car wash.
Where do you get your daily allowance of yellow number 5?
From Lou Bega.
And all the candy I eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
Ever since your Snapchat, I've been trying to eat as much candy as you.
Oh my God, dude, my teeth hurt.
You didn't bring up the news. We got a new viral video that
what is it?
Trying to get Heidi to do. It's, what did I delete that? Oh man, I deleted it, I think. Where you put a Coke bottle in between your breasts.
Oh, what is like now? What is this new, going on now?
It's like the new ice challenge.
First off, I'm very excited this summer because there's going to be no ice bucket challenge because of the drought. We got drought life going on here, Tyson. No ice bucket challenge for us. You'll be getting water from the Salt Lake, Tyson. You're still going to have to dump water on your head.
Yeah.
Me and Spencer are out on Ice Bucket Challenge.
Is this
right?
An official challenge? Are you challenging me to ALS Ice Bucket Challenge?
I could challenge you, but I am immune from ice. We're immune from Ice Bucket Challenge, right, Spencer?
I've already done it.
But for this year, we got a drought going on. We can't be wasting water.
We could use recycled ice.
Recycled ice? What is that? Like ice that was in people's drinks and then we got to wait
toilets.
For it to people melt?
You can reuse the water.
Yeah, well, you should be reusing it and putting it in the toilet and not...
No, like take your bath that you shouldn't have been taking and you freeze that water and then you use it and then you can reuse it in your bath again.
Okay. So, Spencer, tell what is going on with the hold a Coke bottle with your boobs challenge?
I lost the article.
Is this invented by Don Draper?
I don't know, but it's real.
Okay.
I lost it. Sorry, you took so long to get to my news.
And is this for a good cause, or this is just something the kids are doing?
Charity.
Why is this happening?
Because of charity.
Charity.
For charity.
The Hold a Coke in Your Boobs Challenge. Here we go. I got the article. 1 year ago, ice bucket. Blah blah blah. Hold a Coke with your boobs. It's for breast cancer.
Is that what it is? And how are they getting money for breast cancer?
Update: Breast Cancer Research Foundation has reached out and to clarify that the organization does not support this campaign. I wonder if they had a big board meeting and decided should we go with this or not.
Yes, yes. They are supporting.
They did it, and then it had such a backlash. They're like, oh, we don't know.
Yes, this was like some intern was like, hey, we got it. Look what I got going, and we are supporting. Hold a Pepsi with your boobs.
I'll tweet it so you guys can see it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This is very inappropriate. NSFW, if you're looking up, hold.
No, it's not because they wear nipple pasties. That's part of it.
I'm pretty sure at most people's W, nipple pasty is NSF.
So at your W, you can't watch nipple pasties?
I already filmed Heidi's. I'm posting hers.
I can at my W, but it's NSFM. W.
Most work.
Heidi was so cool. She did a bottle of the Mexican Coca-Cola to get be more
real
hipster.
Heavy glass bottles.
Yeah.
Heidi said
it's only not safe for work if my wife walks in.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you looking at?
Heidi says it's not safe here. Heidi, this is for breast cancer awareness. Yeah, well, they have stockholders probably.
Is it for breast cancer awareness? I feel like I don't know if it's a.
I think most people are already aware of breast cancer.
I'm not really sure how this is raising awareness or raising money yet.
It's raising breast awareness.
It's raising things that are in people's pants, I think. But I'm outside of that. I'm not sure exactly what it's raising.
Fine. And I won't support it.
No, I think we should support it.
Yeah. All right. So according to this article, the Breast Cancer Foundation has reached out to Esquire to clarify the organization does not support this campaign and does not have any additional information about it on its website.
Wow.
That's why I deleted the tweet. I was like, I don't want to have beef with that organization.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people are doing it, and if they want to do it for fun, do it. But if people are doing it for a good cause, don't. Then yeah, there's better ways to help out people and raise awareness for breast cancer. This is not sanctioned.
Can we have my cousin Chris Pratt on the podcast this week to promote Jurassic World? Can you have Lita reach out to my cuz?
Yes, Lita, could you reach out to Chris Pratt to see if he wants to, in part of his media his media junket, we will would love to talk to him. Or, you know,
I'll text him, obviously, but he's always worried about things with media having to go through his agent. You know how family is.
Yeah, clear it, and then if it's good, we'll talk to Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I'm excited to get him on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's going to do it for Spicin' Hour this week.
We need to get an ending song.
Yeah. Well, I will play for our ending song. Why don't we play that song that somebody made up for us this week?
Okay. Well, I'm blocking this Bane cereal. This dude's, you're blocked. Get lost.
Why? Is he harassing you?
Oh, he's now
you
coming
already
after
got
the
John
he's coming.
From Delhi.
Well, I blocked him, so if he was going to try to tweet me any of... Oh my gosh, is this our wish list?
What do you mean?
The Spicin' fans made our wish list. He did it. He's
already?
Fast. But how does he... It could be going to his address.
Yeah, it's probably going to his house.
Yeah, whoa there, Spicin' fan.
That's a genius idea.
This is...
Yeah, and say, hey...
This is genius, but what do you... You can't make our wish list. That's your wish list.
That's so good, though.
All right. So,
he said no address yet.
No address.
He said he hasn't put an address on it.
Okay.
So just give him your home address.
Yeah. Rachel just gave him that and my social security number.
Well, we should have this officially like sanctioned with all due respect to the Spicin' fans on Twitter.
Yeah, and Tyson's going to make it because he cleared his schedule for the afternoon.
Yes. Yeah. All right. All right. That being said, great job, everybody. Really fun show this week.
Oh, awesome show.
Yeah.
And anybody who's ever not given a review, please just go give us 5 stars because real talk, this is all I got going on in my business career. And the more stars I get, I can show my mom that I'm doing well. So, and she needs to see that because she's a little nervous, I think.
Okay. So go ahead, go to robinswebsite.com/spiceinitunes. That'll take you directly to the iTunes store where you can leave us 5-star ratings and also you can leave a review as well.
Yeah.
As long as you're not Richard Haynes, then keep your opinion on somebody else's page.
What's the hashtag for this episode?
Richard Haynes.
Richard Haynes.
H-A-I-N-T-Z.
All right. That's the greatest hashtag of all time. All right. Richard Haynes, anything else? Spicin' voicemail we talked about.
Spicin' voicemail. Get us those Spicin' voicemails and go on to iTunes and keep ranking us high because once we get on that front page, it's game over, right?
Well, what do you mean game over?
Like we start rolling in dough and Casper starts making mattresses especially for us filled with cash.
No, well, then we put all of our money underneath the Casper mattress. I wish it was like that. I've been on the front page of iTunes. It's not the game changer you might think. It's a little bit like, you know, it's nice. It's but I'd rather be on the front page than not on the front page though.
Well, does that mean we need to make a Spicin' app and have the podcast in the app and then try to get a top app and then have in-app purchases that go to our wish list?
Yeah, the app is hard to make, though.
I got an app people.
You got an app guy. That's a good idea.
I do.
Yeah.
And they offer to do a free app.
All right.
All right. So we're going to get a free app?
We got an app coming. Nobody go make it. We have it.
All right. Oh, cool.
Awesome.
All right.
Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments on robiswebsite.com. We'll be back next Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, live on Periscope to talk about everything on Spice and Hour. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.